Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go on to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week, we've decided to analyze the birth chart of Israel. The recent agreement made between European powers and the USA with Iran over Iran's nuclear program has raised the hackles of the United States' most powerful ally in the Mideast. So we thought it wise to take a look at what's going on in the Jewish state's astrology chart.
At midnight on Saturday, May 14, 1948, the modern state of Israel came into existence. This gives a rising sign of Capricorn, a sign that puts a high value on honor and respect. This, for a country where the big issue is who, really, has the legitimate historical right to the ancient land underfoot, and which has given rise to a continuous history of international dispute and bloodshed going all the way back to seven bloody crusades, a.k.a. holy wars. Saturn, which rules that which is aged and traditional, is appropriate as the ruler of the first house of a chart representing the Jewish homeland. These are a people who can trace their cultural roots to this region back some 6,000 years. Very biblical and strictly Old Testament.
Cue the thunder and lightning, Ron. Okay. The thing that I looked at right away was the third house, which for a nation indicates neighboring countries. Since we all know far too well how badly things have gone in that department since 1948. Also, a glance at the aspects to the third house and the condition of the third house lord is required as well. The lord of the third house, Jupiter, is in the 12th house of endings and uncertainty, strong in the other sign it owns, Sagittarius. Thus, the third house of neighbors is powerfully connected to the 12th house meanings. The 12th house is the house of loss, separation, and hidden actions, which covers criminals, spies, and espionage. Further enmity with the third house of neighbors comes by way of Mars, the planet of aggression, which is aspecting the third house with its evil 8th house aspect.
We see that the plot thickens when we examine the fourth house of lands, which for a country is the homeland. The condition of any sector of a chart is determined by the condition of the ruler of the sign and the aspects to that house, as well as any planets in the house. In this chart, you get Rahu, the planet of obsession, in the fourth house of lands. The fighting planet Mars rules this house and further disposits Rahu's energy to itself in the intense eighth house of long-term problems. Saturn, ruler of the ascendant, sends its influence to the fourth house from its position in the seventh house by way of Saturn's special tenth house aspect. Jupiter, ruler of the 12th house of endings, is not only sending an aspect to the fourth house, it is also in a mutual aspect with Rahu, since both Jupiter and Rahu cast trinal aspects.
Wow, with this number of influences, it's easy to see how it reflects the terribly complex and conflicted set of issues which ensnares Israel and Palestine and the whole region to boot. What a potent mix of karmic tension for the third house of neighbors and the fourth house of property. The Holy Land has been disputed territory for a couple thousand years now, and the chart for the modern state of Israel is rife with more of the same.
At the same time, this chart does confirm what is already well known. Israel has a very powerful friend, namely the USA. The seventh house of partner countries is quite strong. Here we have Saturn, which represents the first house of self, as well as the second house of support, and the moon, the ruler of the seventh house, placed in the seventh. The next house, the eighth house, is the house of the partner's money. Notice that Mars, which resides here, is the ruler of the 11th house, the house of gains. So you have the ruler of the 11th house in the 8th, meaning that gaining from the partner's wealth is part of the karma of Israel. And as is well known, Israel is the largest recipient of U.S. foreign aid.
I wanted to focus a bit on the 10th house of Israel, the house of power, public actions, status, and position. Netanyahu has stated quite clearly that his country will not be bound by any agreement between the Western powers and Iran, implying that Israel shall execute an airstrike on Iranian nuke facilities as it sees fit. This made me pull up the chart in the very first place. And what do you know? Israel has K2 at the zenith in the 10th house of actions in public. And we know that K2 is the significator of the unbounded. Then we can see that Libra is the sign in the 10th house. Libra seeks harmony and balance and is linked to diplomacy. But where is Venus, the lord of Libra? It is in the 6th house of struggles and difficulties and defense. History shows that Israel is always in some sort of struggle and yet is quite effective at taking any measure needed to deal with perceived threats to its survival.
To get another aspect of this unbounded quality in Israel's actions out in the world, just review all of those UN Assembly resolutions that Israel has ignored. Resolutions which deplored or condemned the country's behavior, both inside and outside its borders. Even their biggest buddy, Uncle Sam, has been given the fits many times in history over Israel's actions.
Yes, but it's a tough deal all the way around. The Jewish state has neighbors who have tried to destroy it and are always making statements about wiping Israel off the map. As I see it astrologically, the terrible truth is there will be no resolution. There will be no peaceful solution to the problems in that region. Even the two-state solution looks doomed. But they say, never say never. What's your astrological analysis, Ron?
Well, David, that takes us into what the future holds for the country. Right now, Israel is in its Mars major period. Ruling the signs Scorpio and Aries, Mars lights up the 4th house of lands and the 11th house of gains. But that same Mars produces its results through its placement in the malefic 8th house of chronic problems, which is also the 8th house of support from its partner country, i.e. the USA. This indicates that the significations of the 4th and the 11th come under stressful challenges. Lands get connected to ambition, gains get connected to support from the partner, and both are under stress.
That point about the 8th being the money from the partner country, it becomes a problem for Israel since it makes the country vulnerable to the international strategies and political realities of its big buddy. The U.S. has asked for the building of new settlements in the West Bank to be curtailed, if not halted, in order to curry favor with the Muslim countries. And with things being so tough economically here in America, some have asked why we are still sending, billions in aid to an ally who is quite willing to ignore us and go their own way.
This setup does show that these are trying times for U.S.-Israel relations. This spring, Israel enters the Venus sub-period of its Mars major period, thereby activating the ruler of the 10th house of actions in the greater world. Venus is forced to manifest from its position in the 6th house of struggle, which in the case of a country's chart is also the house of the armed forces. An airstrike against Iran's nuclear development program is not out of the question. The Venus sub-period runs from April of 2014 until June of 2015.
I know that some folks are scratching their heads and saying to themselves, but Venus is a benefic, peaceful planet. How could they say that she could be involved in warlike activities? Well, a lot of this has to do with placement in the chart, but I also got a clue from the past. The two most famous wars in Israel's history, in which she fought very much on the defensive, were the Six-Day War in June of 1967 and the Yom Kippur War in October of 1973. During the Six-Day War, Israel was running a Venus sub-period. During the Yom Kippur War, Venus was the sub-period ruler as well as the major period ruler. In both cases, the karma of the 10th house of action being placed in the 6th house of struggle and defense was activated.
Good research there, Mr. Savage.
And also, we should not forget that K2 is a planet with a lot of Mars-like potential for violence. K2 has no head, no brain, so it operates purely on instinct. Since Venus is the dispositor of K2 in Israel's chart, that potential for instinctual violence is extended to the otherwise benefic planet of love.
All right, let's take a look at the current overall transit picture to see what might be putting Israel on edge. First off, we can see that there is a very difficult combination of Saturn and Rahu transiting in the country's 10th house of actions in the world. This part of the chart is already activated because natal K2 is here, and it is still the K2 subperiod until April of next year. Saturn has just transited over natal K2. Saturn puts pressure on K2, K2 the significator of ideals, and the past. We can see that once again the residual karma of Israel's past actions becomes an issue that they have to deal with. Saturn is sending its direct aspect into the fourth house of the homeland. Meanwhile, transiting Mars has just now entered the ninth house of destiny and is sending its special eighth house, or disconjunct aspect, into the fourth house. So you get a three-way punch from the malefics Saturn and Mars and the nodes Rahu and Ketu during this Mars major period. It's a very threatening energy pattern. And let's not forget that this pattern stays in place for about 8 months, since Mars will remain in Virgo until next July.
Not only can we see transits which put some focus on the third house of neighbors and the fourth house of homeland, there is also an activation of the fourth house Lord Mars because it is the major period ruler. Then we see that Venus will be the sub-period ruler starting this spring 2014. So once again, Israel will be primed for sixth house activities. All this indicates for military action in defense of borders, be they internal or external.
Yep. I'm sure the Mideast situation will be in our sights again, David, and not too far into the future.